This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Aurora police released body cam footage of a police shooting of Kylan Lewis. Now his family is seeking justice. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
The footage shows Lewis was unarmed and standing behind a red Chevy when SWAT teams approached him. The 37-year-old was holding a cell phone when Officer Mike Deek fired a single shot, killing Lewis. Lewis's mother, LaRonda Jones, demanded that the officer be held accountable.
Just as you, Officer Deek, stripped my son of his rights, I demand that you too face the consequences of your actions.
Aurora police say Lewis was a suspect in an attempted homicide case at the time of the confrontation. Deek is on paid leave as the shooting remains under investigation. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
A state-backed pilot program in El Paso County to help veterans suffering from PTSD and other anxiety has proven successful in its first year. It has now expanded to Pueblo and Teller counties. It's called Next Chapter. Damian McCabe is a co-founder.
So really, we wanted to frame it as tomorrow's not written. What you do today informs what will be in your next chapter tomorrow. And it doesn't matter if that's a crisis or addiction or just needing to find a job or relationship problems or financial problems. Tomorrow's not written, and we want to be a part of helping them write that.
All of the people who work in Next Chapter are veterans themselves. Next Chapter is a financial supporter of KRCC, which is operated by CPR. Financial supporters have no editorial influence. A risk of flash flooding near wildfire burn scars today. The National Weather Service says the danger will peak during intense rainstorms this afternoon and early evening, especially near areas burned by wildfires in Grand and Larimer counties. Grand Junction saw hail and other severe weather last night that flooded roads and knocked down trees. Near Greeley, they had what weather people call landspouts, smaller tornadoes, as storms move through that part of the northern front range. It's 6 minutes after six. This is CPR News.